I woke up early this morning, and now I can't get back to sleep. I keep thinking about you, and your mouth, and about your fingertips. Your last visit was far too short, and I don't know when I'll get to see you again. An image of you is burned into my mind, and you're all that I can see, even when I close my eyes. I can almost hear your voice whispering in my ear all the dirty things you want to do to my body, and I'm already wet. Lying here in bed, you consume my every thought. I'm trying to think of other things, but you penetrate through the barrier I'm attempting to put up. I can almost feel your lips on my earlobe, and then the side of my neck, going down so slowly towards my collarbone. I can almost feel your hair brushing softly against my cheek. I can feel your hands reaching up to pin my wrists above my head, the way you do when you decide it's time to tease me with your tongue that trails circles along my flesh. I love that little laugh that escapes your mouth when I instinctively twist my wrists under your grip. We both know that I can't get away, and that I don't want to. I'm captive under your hands, your lips, your body pressing into me, claiming ownership of the heat that flares up inside of me whenever you get that look in your eyes. And even just a glimpse of that look, I can see the gears turning. You know all of my weak spots and desires, and you definitely know how to use them against me. I wish you were here right now to do exactly that. I want to feel your lips trailing from my collarbone to my shoulder, biting down a little bit. One hand keeps pinning down my wrists while the other trails slowly down my arm, almost tickling me, and I try to squirm. Two fingers trail along my cheekbone to my mouth. I kiss them gently, but I know what you want me to do. I part my lips and take them into my mouth, sucking on them lightly. I want to hear you whisper, pressing your lips so lightly against my earlobe. Make them wet for me, baby girl. You groan a little and it makes me swoon. Instinctively, my legs spread a little wider for you as I keep sucking on your fingers. You lower yourself slightly, pinning my legs down with your hips. You let go of my wrists, but you know that I'll keep them there like a good girl, without even being asked. And at least for now. With my fingers still in your mouth, you bite down on my shoulder for a moment. I inhale sharply and hold my breath. Your lips trail across my chest, to that space just above where my breasts meet. You plant little kisses across the top of each, and when I'm least expecting it, you take a nipple between your teeth, pulling it back slightly, causing just the right amount of pain and pleasure. I breathe harder and moan louder. You remove your fingers from my mouth and bring them between my legs. You slowly trail them up and down my slit, adding wetness to my slit that's already slick. Your fingers slowly part my soft pink lips as you slide them inside of me. Your free hand grasping at my jaw lightly, your thumb finding its place just over my lips, forcing me to stare into your eyes as you start to tease me with your fingers, sliding them in and out of my wet little pussy. My hips buck upwards to meet your fingers, and you let out a little laugh, knowing I'm already close to coming as my muscles tighten around your fingers. They explore me expertly. You know just the right places to caress, to elicit the reactions you want. Your thumb grazing lightly against my clit sends spasms through my body, and I whimper as I find myself closer to orgasm. For several minutes, you bring me so close to the edge, and then back off completely, your pace slowing as you do, your mouth having moved up to press against mine, your tongue tangling with mine gently, nibbling my bottom lip just enough to let me catch my breath and moan louder. When you know I can't take it anymore, your pace slows a little. You lean down into my ear and whisper, "Not yet, little girl." Just at that moment, my alarm goes off, which signals the start to my busy day without you. Please visit soon.